Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to climb some stairs, take a musical journey to Arizona, and I'm going to share what's posted on the bathroom walls.
What?
It's okay, just listen. I want to start off this show with a huge thank you to the Avalon Lions Club, who last Saturday tore out and replaced the stairs, porch, and railing here at the entrance to the massive KISL studio complex in the greenhouse in Memorial Park. The old wooden stairs were quite rotted out and presented a safety hazard, and as the risk manager for Catalina Island Marine Institute, I was doubly glad to see them replaced. Not only did the Avalon Lions lend their labor and expertise, but they also generously donated $500 toward the cost of materials for the project. The motto of Lions Club International is We Serve, and as a former president of the Timberline Lions Club in Wrightwood, California, I'm extra proud of this group and their service to the community. So as an audio thank you to the Avalon Lions, here is the first of not one, but two sets of vintage songs about stairs, beginning with Scrappy Lambert, who is climbing the stairs.
Thank you.
a colored preacher in a nearby town, and he holds revivals every day. People come to hear him from miles around. They get religion when they hear him say, when good Gabriel comes to take you by the hand on that judgment day into the promised land. No more sorrow, no more troubles, no more cares when you climb those golden stairs. Listen, man, hear those trumpets call, calling to us all. Heavy diamond-studded harps for you to play, and a pair of silver slippers every day, and a long white robe like all good people wear when you climb those golden stairs.
The new stairs here at the KISL studios aren't golden. They're more like dug fir, but they're gold to us, and we have the Avalon Lions to thank for them. That was Ambrose and his orchestra from the Embassy Club in London on June 12, 1934, with When You Climb Those Golden Stairs, written by Gordon Jenkins, who started his musical career with Isham Jones and also brought us San Fernando Valley and P.S. I Love You. In 1938, he was the musical director for NBC on the West Coast. Before Ambrose, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra who made their debut in George White's Scandals of 1922 and introduced I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, written by George Gershwin, Arthur Francis, and Buddy DeSilva. That recording was made September 1st, 1922. We began our first of two sets of stair songs thanking the Avalon Lions with Climbing the Stairs into Your Heart. That was Harold Scrappy Lambert with Jack Denny and his orchestra around November 14th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I would love to have been on the island last weekend to help with the reconstruction of the stairs to the studio, but last week I was in Arizona at the Tancaverde Guest Ranch for a business function. After the day's meetings and activities and before dinner, it was customary to wander over to the rustic Doghouse Saloon for an adult beverage while swapping writing stories and watching the beautiful sunsets from the patio. The saloon has a massive old stone fireplace and is decorated with artifacts from the Old West. One evening I had to visit the men's room, and I'd like to share with you what's on the walls.
What?
Oh, calm down. The vintage decorations in the saloon extend to the men's room, which has original vintage sheet music of Western-themed songs framed and hanging on the walls. There was sheet music to the 1908 cowboy Indian intermezzo Wild West by Percy Wenrick, the now less than politically correct Honest Injun by Harry Von Tilzer, and 1921's Naho, spelled N-A-J-O, composed by Rudy Weedoff and Walter Holliday, with words by George O'Neill. I don't have recordings of those songs, but I do for some of the other sheet music on the walls of the men's room at the Doghouse Saloon, so with a tip of my cowboy hat to bartender Shane and all the staff at Tancaverde Ranch, here they are.
A home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home. deer and the antelope play. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Thank you.
billing themselves as the creators of jazz, that's the original Dixieland Jazz Band and Livery Stable Blues, the B-side of what is considered to be the first jazz record ever released. It was recorded by Victor on the 12th floor of their 46 West 38th Street studio in New York on February 26, 1917, and released March 7th. Livery Stable Blues was written by Ray Lopez and Alcide Nunez, and there are lyrics which were added by Marvin Lee. Before the ODJB, it was the First Lady of Radio, Vaughn DeLeith, with Redskin from January 26, 1929. Redskin was the theme song of the Paramount picture of the same name and was written by Harry Kerr, K-E-R-R, with the tune by John Stepan Zamechnik. He was born in Cleveland, Ohio on May 14, 1872, and is best known for music he composed for accompanying silent films. He used a number of pseudonyms, including Arturo De Castro, John and Ted, Ioane Cawilo, J. Edgar Lowell, and Jane Hathaway. We began that set with the unofficial anthem of the American West, Home on the Range, performed there in a not-very-Western arrangement by Don Bester and his orchestra, with Neil Buckley providing the vocal. That recording is from October 18, 1933. The lyrics were originally written in the early 1870s by Dr. Brewster M. Higley of Smith County, Kansas, as a poem entitled My Western Home. The music was composed by Daniel E. Kelly, E.Y., who was a friend of Higley's. Here to start off the second set of Stairway songs thanking the Avalon Lions is Lud Gluskin.
Suppose I ought to shed a tear. You're so far from me. But each night, neath the blue, this is all I do. I sit on the stairs, just counting the stars, telling them I love you, dear. They share my cares when you are so far. Seems that they bring you near. Somewhere the moon shines through your window pane, trying to tell you to come back again. I sit on the stairs, just counting the stars, telling them I love you. Somewhere the moon shines through your window pane, trying to tell you to come back again. I sit on the stairs, just counting the stars, telling them I love you.
Hello everybody, Lopez speaking and introducing my latest piano novelty, Stairway. Thank you.
here's Vincent Lopez trying to take my job away from me by introducing his own record. So you already know that was Stairways, but he didn't tell you it was recorded on April 12, 1934, and that was Lopez himself on piano. Before Vincent Lopez, it was Charles W. Hamp with Sitting on the Stairs, Counting the Stars, written by Alex Hicks. That recording was made December 22, 1928, with Eddie Lang on guitar, but an unidentified pianist. This is one of a number of sides Hamp made between 1925 and 1930 in New York and California for Sunset, Columbia, and OK as the California Blue Boy. During World War I, Charles W. Hamp was a sergeant in the Army serving in the United States Army Ambulance Service and was stationed in Milan, Italy, where he led the American Jazz Band. The band toured Italy, playing in hospitals, and apparently recorded 18 sides under his direction. We started that Stairway set with Lud Gluskin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocal trio in Stairway of Dreams from an Ultraphone 78 recorded in Berlin, Germany on October 10, 1929. Stairway of Dreams was written by Adrian Mack and Gene Stone. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 and available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And on iTunes as a podcast. The second segment of tonight's show was based upon framed original vintage sheet music of Western-themed songs fastened on the walls of the men's room in the Doghouse Saloon at Tankaverde Guest Ranch in Tucson, Arizona. After taking care of business and thoroughly washing my hands, of course, I got a pen and paper and wrote down the titles and went back out to the saloon to finish my drink. After a while, it occurred to me that the ladies' room might be similarly festooned with sheet music. Fortunately, my wife was with me and volunteered to go in and find out. Sure enough, she was nice enough to write down the titles, which included Come Back to Arizona by Alfred Bryan and Buffalo Gals, which has numerous alternate titles, including Round Town Gals, Alabama Gals, I Danced with the Girl with the Hole in Her Stocking, and Old Johnny Walker, as well as these.
Follow your heart to heaven knows where. Even though I'm one of many, if dreams really come true, I know there won't be any, only we two. Don't you know I love you so? You can dance on my heart, I won't let you go. You're my dream of a wonderful future. You're my castle in the air. Don't you know, or don't you care? Thank you.
Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid,
who sang a love song gay.
As on the plain she'd while away the day,
she loved a warrior bold, this shy little maid of old.
But brave and gay he rode one day
to battle far away.
Now the
moon shines tonight on pretty red wing, the breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying,
for a
funny star her brave is sleeping, while red wing's weeping her heart away.
Day and night, she kept all the campfires bright.
And under the sky each night she would cry and dream about his coming by and by.
But when all the braves returned, the heart of Red Wing yearned
for far, far away, her warrior gay, fell bravely in the fray.
Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red.
Breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying,
for a funny star her brave is sleeping,
while Red Wing's weeping her heart away.
Thank you.
claiming on the sheet music to be the gall-darndest fool song ever. That was Golong Mule, performed there by the Goofus Five, the name O.K. gave to a subset of the California Ramblers. Goofus was bass sax player Adrian Rollini's nickname for a novelty instrument called a cusnophone, a French-made toy with piano-type keys, but having sound made by blowing air through a length of rubber hose. When recording for Columbia, the group was billed as the Little Ramblers, and Pathé credited them as the Five Birmingham Babies. The vocalist on that October 24, 1924 recording was Ernest Hare, and Golong Mule was written by Henry Creamer and Robert King. Before that, it was the Shannon Quartet and Red Wing, recorded by Victor on June 24, 1926. The Shannon Quartet was organized in 1917 as the Shannon Four by bass Wilfred Glenn. That recording is from the CD The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, early barbershop quartet recordings 1925 to 1928, on the Rivermont Records label, and I'm very proud to be the author of the voluminous liner notes which accompany the CD. To find out more about Red Wing and or the Shannon Quartet and its members, please go immediately to rivermontrecords.com and order the CD. Do it. Do it now. We started off our second Tankaverde sheet music set with Jolly Coburn and his orchestra with Don't You Know or Don't You Care from June 24, 1937. After graduating from Columbia University and the U.S. Naval Academy, trumpeter Frank J. Coburn formed a band which played primarily in the New York City area, including the Rainbow Room atop the RCA building in Rockefeller Center, and from 1934 to 1937 recorded for Bluebird and Victor. The vocalist there was Bill Hawley, but other singers with the band included Joan Brooks, Marilyn Duke, and Harold Van Imburg. What with talking about the Dude Ranch and all, I originally figured I would include a segment on horses, and while I've done horse segments before, I don't think I've ever done an Arizona segment. So once again, with a tip of the hat to the staff of Tankaverde Guest Ranch in Tucson, Arizona, here are some rapidly rotating records about Arizona, beginning with Jimmy Davis.
Under the stars above, missing the girl I love, riding down the Arizona trail. Tan by the desert sun, riding days are done, old Pinto's getting tired and mighty frail. Farewell to cactus blossoms, no more coyotes howl. Dreaming as I ride over the great divide, riding down the Arizona trail. Under the stars above, missing the girl I love, riding down the Arizona trail. Tan by the desert sun, riding days are done, old Pinto's getting tired and mighty frail. Farewell to cactus blossoms, no more coyotes howl. dreaming as I ride over the great divide, riding down the Arizona Trail.
They call Winona, where the folks you meet all know a thing or two. Lived a lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his ojididididoo. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. In the evening in the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his as his cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodel-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee Then he said, look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money with a yodel-yodel-a-pr-a-dee-lip-tick-doo. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song this sweet refrain. Then our hero took the tip and packed his grip and took a trip and soon was singing o'er the radio to you. If a Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy they'd be turning when he yodel-dee-lay-doo. Soon he met a little maiden who with talent who was laden, and she fell for him like flowers for the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with his yodel-dee-lay-doo. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song the sweet refrain.
Thank you.
We started that Arizona segment with the country music singer and songwriter James Houston Jimmy Davis with one of his own compositions, Riding Down the Arizona Trail. I'm not sure just how much of a connection Jimmy Davis had to Arizona. He's much more closely identified with Louisiana, where he was born, died, and served two non-consecutive terms as governor following his musical career, which began in the 1930s. Riding Down the Arizona Trail was recorded June 1, 1936. That was followed by a record which kind of sounds like it's been speeded up. Those were the Dzurek sisters, Mary Jane and her younger sister Carolyn, and one of just six sides they made for Vocalion in 1938, the Arizona Yodeler. Again, not apparently having much connection to Arizona, they were born in Minnesota into a musical family and developed their distinctive sound, as one of them said, by listening to and trying to sing with the birds. They became famous on the WLS Chicago radio show National Barn Dance and the following year on Purina's Checkerboard Time radio program, where they were billed as the Cackle Sisters. We finished up once again with a non-Arizona group, the East Texas Serenaders, recording for Decca in 1937, and Arizona Stomp, written by Daniel Huggins Williams, the left-handed fiddle player in the band. They made their first recordings for Columbia and Dallas on December 2, 1927. They were not full-time musicians and confined their playing to house parties, social events, and civic functions around Smith and Wood counties, although they did play the Adolphus and Baker Hotels in Dallas. I think I have just enough time to squeeze one more record in here. I mentioned the sheet music of Come Back to Arizona, written by Alfred Bryan and Herman Paley in 1916, hanging on the wall of the ladies' room at the Doghouse Saloon. Here's an instrumental recording of Come Back to Arizona, played as part of a medley by Conway's band, recording for Victor on July 5, 1916. The other tunes are They Made It Twice as Nice as Paradise, and They Called It Dixieland, You'll Always Be the Same Sweet Baby, and Down Honolulu Way.
Thank you.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.